In 1860, David Weyrich, he's a guy who surveyed the Newark earthworks. He was digging into a mound near those earthworks, and he found a wooden coffin made of oak. They opened up the coffin and found a skeleton of a man holding a little box. It was about 8.10 inches in size. The box had been cemented shut here. This, by the way, is sitting in Ohio. Well, he opened up the box and he found a little man inside, a little black stone. They took it to scholars and they looked at it. The man seems to be carrying something, and there's writing here at first they couldn't recognize. The writing is, they thought in 1860, some sort of Hebrew. Well, finally, about 20 years later, they found some rabbis living in the area, and the rabbis looked at that. And they could read it. They said it was an old, old kind of block Hebrew, and it was a rendition of the Ten Commandments. Now, this is another piece. Block Hebrew, they said they'd never seen anything like it. Mainstream archaeologists at the time called this a hoax. But then in 1900, or just about after 1900, in Israel, they found the same block-style Hebrew writing. Mainstream archaeologists still dismissed the findings. They found it in Israel, and they found it in Ohio. But there was another stone that they found that they couldn't argue. This is the Bat Creek Stone. It was found during the course of an official Smithsonian evacuation. The Smithsonian didn't understand the meaning of the writing on the stone. They thought it was Cherokee, since it came from Cherokee country. They didn't realize that it's actually Hebrew. They had published this originally upside down. They threw it in a box at the bottom of the Smithsonian, put it in the basement. Many years later, a scholar took it out of the box, looked at it, and went, oh my gosh, it's upside down. It's Phoenician, ancient Hebrew. So what's going on here? What is that about? Where is that history?
Brought here by Hebrew people in search of a new promised land. I want to know if this stone, inscribed with the Ten Commandments, might have been kept inside the ark, or was it left behind as a clue that one of the Bible's most sacred artifacts is right here in the United States?
This is the Decalogue stone with the Ten Commandments written on it, on all sides of it. And this is a stone box that the Decalogue was found in.
Okay.
So when it was found, it was enclosed in this box, and you couldn't even see the stone inside. The box is carved out inside exactly to fit the Decalogue stone.
Well, who's that guy?
Well, this figure here on the front that's wearing a robe and a turban and holding either tablets or a breastplate, and over his head in these Hebrew letters it says Moshe or Moses.
Oh.
So that's must be Moses.
Okay, that's Moses, all right.
Who delivered the Ten Commandments.
Okay. It seems to pass the scrutiny of the skeptics as far as the Hebrew text and the language, so now I'd like to try to add some evidence to this whole discussion. Polished after it was carved. It's scratched like I would expect. But it fits snug.
So the box in itself took an awful lot of work. I mean, if it was really a forgery, you wouldn't go to all that much trouble to make a box for it. So I think that speaks to its authenticity, that someone really was, this was very important to someone.
This is a lot of work, and it's polished. It's got the detailing of the grooves. It wasn't made, as far as I can tell, from modern machinery. Geologically, I don't see any problems here that would make these things obvious hoaxes. So the skeptics have rejected this.
Well, that's been a factor, but Hebrew is an odd thing to find here.
The fact that it's odd doesn't mean that it's not genuine. What it boils down to is really the problem with these artifacts is that the academics don't like them because they don't fit the paradigm. And unfortunately for them, you can't dismiss things simply because you don't like them.
Right.
And so the evidence to me seems clear. There's no reason not to accept these as genuine, legitimate artifacts.